Now, November 2022 was around about 3.5 years ago. That was the day that the then Minister for Higher and Further Education, Simon Harris, who's now the Taoiseach, now the leader of Fine Gael, of course, and now the Finance Minister, went up to the site of the Pretty Polly Sara Lee factory just on the outskirts of Killarney and announced the creation of an education and training college, particularly focused at the hospitality industry. It's a long time ago, 3.5 years ago. Yesterday, the members of Kerry County Council agreed to transfer the former Sara Lee factory site in Killarney to the Kerry Education and Training Board. Kerry County Council owns the 3-hectare site at Park Road, Killarney, which was purchased by Killarney Town Council in 2005. The conveyance and transfer of the site to Killarney Town Council was conditional on the property being used for the benefit of the general community of Killarney and surrounding areas. The disposal of the site by the council was subject to the Intrastate Disposal Arrangements Scheme, which required that the public bodies be given an opportunity, that other public bodies be given an opportunity to acquire such properties. Kerry Education and Training Board expressed an interest in the site for the development of a new Killarney Further Education and Training campus. The proposed development will provide a one-stop hub for skills development in Kerry, enhancing the county's education infrastructure and boosting economic development. The ETB aims to produce a pipeline of talent which will benefit local employers and the broader Irish economy. It will capitalise on Killarney's strength, such as its tourism industry, and address skills gaps. The Valuation Office prepared a market valuation of the site at €2.3 million. The site itself includes a vacant factory building and ancillary structures, including offices, along with a number of other smaller buildings. The Kerry ETB have welcomed the decision and are intending to start the process now of putting a business case together, followed by, if that's approved, a design phase, application for funding, and ultimately construction of what will be a new training college for Killarney and for Kerry. Well, yesterday evening, I spoke to Owen O'Donnell, who's Director of Further and Higher Education with the Kerry Education and Training Board, to try and find out exactly where this process is, why it has taken this long, 3 years after the announcement, to get to this point where still not a block is laid, but to find out what is the plan and what it will deliver for Killarney and the wider region in terms of hospitality training.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me on. It's been a long time coming. I'm involved in training and education in Kerry for many, many years, and I know it's been a long ambition of Kerry ETB to have a purpose-built facility in Killarney, and I know the people of Killarney have been, that's going back a long time. I remember looking for a training centre even when I first came to Kerry, so it's been quite a journey. And we finally have reached a place where the transfer is now ready for the Pretty Polly, what was known as Pretty Polly's, the Sara Lee site, to transfer to Kerry ETB. So we've received notification from Kerry County Council that everything is approved on their side. So the site is now due to transfer to us. We still have a certain amount of due diligence and procedure that we have to go through and make sure that we have everything in place and following the infrastructural guidelines to make sure everything is correct before it will actually transfer to us, and we'll receive approval from SUS and the department for that transfer.
Okay, and how long do you anticipate that will take? Is it possible to say?
I don't think that everything going fairly well, we would anticipate the next couple of months maybe before that's done and in place at the most. That's everything being in place and everything being correct, it should transfer then to Kerry ETB.
Okay. And what happens at that stage then from your point of view, Owen? Do you come up with a master plan, or do you have to get involved in designing the training centre and putting yes. shape on that, or what happens?
Yeah, that's correct, Jerry. In tandem and parallel with what's happening with the due diligence about the transfer, we are doing a revised preliminary business case and submit to the department and SUS of what we plan and our vision for the campus, what it will be taking place and what provision will be provided in Killarney will be happening at the same time. Once everything is approved from there, then a design team will be appointed, and it will go into full design mode and you know, you get down to the actual what it's going to look like, what's going to be placed, how big, all those kind of decisions will get made at that stage.
Okay, at that point. And for people, it's described as a further education and training centre. Will it be another Mona Valley, another Kerry College, or will it be specifically tailored towards the tourism, hospitality and catering side of training? Is that the idea?
Well, I'll give it a bit of all the above, Gerry. Kerry College is multiple campuses, of which Mona Valley campus is one, Clash campus is another, and Stowell is another campus.
Yeah, sure. But what I mean is a site as big as that with training rooms and development centres and classrooms and offices or kind of along those lines. So people have an idea what it might look like.
Well, at present we have provision, but it's in different areas in Killarney. It's definitely not meeting the full requirement of what we want to deliver in Killarney. So it will do courses from level 3 right up to level 6 QQI courses in a range of different areas, healthcare, childcare, receptionist courses. We'd be looking at possibly engineering, welding, that kind of courses as well, horticultural. We have a range of courses, but adjoining that, we also plan to have a centre specialising in hospitality, in all areas hospitality. So that would be everything from chef. We run a common chef here in Kerry that would be located there. We plan to run more bakery courses, artisan bakery, the full range of hospitality from hotel duty managers right across to, you know, services, hotel services and restaurant services. So the centre, or at least a good 50-60% of what will be in Killarney will be very strongly focused in that area.
Yeah, okay. And that's the idea behind it in terms of that. It's taken a while to get to this stage. Like, I know it's not an issue for the Kerry ETB or for Kerry County Council. I know that in order to allow this to go ahead under the interstate transfer process, it had to be offered out to every other state body as well. You know, that's probably something maybe has frustrated a number of people, because the original announcement was made in November 2022 that this was going to happen. Here we are, March 2026, and we're still not fully like kicking off, if I want to say that, in terms of your perspective. But that's something for the government to look at, I'd imagine, in terms of future transfers of state land between state bodies.
I don't think that would have been the only reason for the timelines, Gerry. It's a massive capital expenditure. It has to meet a lot of requirements. One factor was the transfer of the site. That definitely was one of the major keys that we had to have in place, one of the building blocks. But we're in a process, and we submitted our business case about what we plan to do with that site. But that's one of 12 major capital infrastructure plans around the country. So they're all moving together at the same time, and it had to meet a lot of gateways and making sure that, you know, we could show that what we're planning there was going to be of real value, cost-effective, the requirement for us. And we're still, that's going to be a big part of the revised business case that we've put in, to make sure that we are still meeting all those key metrics. The design team. But I think, you know, we once the transfer is in place, like, things are looking very, very positive, and we'll move from there.
Okay, another difficult question. Will the money be there when it comes to those phases?
I believe so. I suppose we have to meet the requirements, Gerry, and make sure that everything is in place. So I can't say 100% until we make sure we've done everything that's required of us. But yes, I do believe so, that money is there. And, you know, it's quite a significant capital investment. So we're really, really looking forward to it. We think it's going to be a real game changer for Kerry ETB in Killarney. I think it's going to have a massive impact in the Killarney locality. And we want to provide courses, full-time and part-time courses, in a huge range of areas, for the whole of East and the down to South Kerry as well, that this will have a major impact on.
Okay, is it possible to say at this stage, you know, all going well, money being in place, you say the commitment's there from the government in relation to it, that, you know, when let's say physical work might start, are we talking about a 12-month period, all going well, I say, and I know that's subject to change as well.
Yeah, I couldn't really put a timeline on it, Jerry. You know, it has to meet the requirements of the infrastructure guidelines. It has to go through the gateways. We have to make sure that you know, the transfer takes place now seamlessly, and that we put our business case together and submit it into the parent. I really couldn't put a, you know, as to when the first blocks will start. I think things are very positive.
Yeah, at the moment, and we'll see that transformation. Because the reason I ask is, it's been a long time coming. The ETB are involved now, but the site was purchased in 2005 by Killarney Town Council, following on from the loss of the jobs that were there. So for Killarney, it's a site that's always been there. It's been empty for 30 years now, maybe even longer than that, and they want to see a replacement. But that is in train, I suppose, is the positive side of looking at it.
Yeah, we really do think it's going to have a really positive impact in Killarney and the wider region, I think, as well. You know, it's going to provide real excellence and training in a number of key areas that's required, particularly, like, Killarney is the lead in hospitality in the country. It leads the way in beds and, you know, expertise in that area. It has made hospitality in Ireland its own. You know, it's synonymous with Killarney. So we really do feel that this will add a real strength to Killarney's bow, and Kerry ETB is really positive and looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, Owen, listen, thanks for taking the time to explain the process to this point and where it goes from here. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Here you go. It's Owen O'Donnell there, who is Director of Further Education and Training at Kerry ETB, talking about the progress on this, where it goes from here. Says it's pretty positive about where it goes from here in terms of speeding up the process, really. It's been, like I said, it's a long time. And look, everyone understands it's important to get things right. It's important to have a business case. It's important to build something that's needed. The capacities are right. The demand is there. Value for money is checked out. All of those things do need to be done, because this is a multi-million euro project. Will take a number of years to deliver and will last for a long time, hopefully, and provide the sort of training and employment opportunities that are needed for people there, particularly to address skills gap in hospitality. So it's the positive side of it. The ETB are saying the milestone marks a significant point in the evolution of the project, and they're now working hard to complete the necessary due diligence, which will be presented to James Lawless, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, for his approval to proceed with the purchase of the site. That's all fair enough, but November 2022 to March 2026 and the site still isn't transferred. Something is wrong with that process, and we're talking a lot now, relatively recently, about the slowness at which infrastructure is delivered in this country and the length of time it takes and the over-regulation that's involved. This seems to me to be the project that was suffering from the same thing. It's not the ETB's fault. I don't think it's Kerry County Council's fault. I think it's more at a departmental level, the length of time it took to sign off on these things and go through the process, even to get it to this point where the site actually hasn't even been sold yet. So that's part of it. And it is an important one, so I'm not trying to downgrade that, but it does seem to be taking a very, very long time. Hopefully it'll speed up from here.